Scouter Stan. Want to talk about the centennial merit badges and ranks. In 2010, the Boy Scouts of America celebrated its 100th anniversary. The BSA allowed scouts to earn 4 vintage merit badges celebrating the centennial year. Now, all 4 of the centennial merit badges were on a green twill with a gold border. And they were all small, round, merit badge-sized patches. Carpentry, which had a cutting block in black embroidered on the patch, was to allow scouts to be knowledgeable about woodworking tools and different skills that they would need in carpentry. Pathfinding had the profile of an American Native with a red band and black feathered headdress. This merit badge focused on educating scouts about the area that they lived in and were able to give good directions to just about everything in their community. Signaling merit badge featured 2 white and red flags or pennants on white poles on the merit badge. Scouts were encouraged to be proficient in semaphore and Morse code. Tracking. This merit badge featured a lion crouching down, ready to attack. Scouts could gain the skills at tracking animals and even people in this centennial tracking merit badge. Now, with the centennial merit badges, all of the original requirements of the discontinued merit badge were reinstated. They were only reinstated from January 1st to December 31st, 2010. All 4 of these centennial merit badges counted towards rank advancement, like any other merit badge. And what made them unique and really stand out was the gold border on the merit badge patch. The badge actually had shiny gold threads in the border. Now, another thing that they did was that National embroidered special patches for the centennial year for all ranks. Each of the centennial rank patches had the year 2010 embroidered on it. Everything from Scout all the way through Eagle Scout badges had the year on the patch, making the centennial rank patch exclusive. This was not just for troops. It was also for Cub Scout packs. All of their rank advancements had the year on them, including the Arrow of Light. To this day, you will find Scouts and Scouters like myself wearing the 2010 centennial year membership ring around the WOSM badge. WOSM is the World Organization of the Scouting Movement. It's the purple patch with the white fleur-de-lis and rope surrounding it. This signifies that they were members during the centennial year. Now, there is something to look forward to. In 2030 will be the 100th year of Cub Scouting. That centennial will definitely have specialty patches. It's wonderful to look back at some of these patches and think about all of the heritage and traditions that have gone on in scouting. This moves forward with every leader like yourself getting involved in young people's lives through scouting and helping them adopt the scout oath and law into their everyday lives. This is good work, and we need to keep that up. Even with all these specialty items and collectibles and things that are out there, always remember that we're working for the good. We're doing good. And I am so very proud of all that you do in scouting. Until next time, I'll see you on the trail.